Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming, they witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Betting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm G'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Betting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Welcome to another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? It's been a little minute, you know what I'm saying, as far as a new show. Well, you know, not a little minute, but I guess, yeah, I guess we can't say
it's the first show of the year, basically.
Yeah, first show of the year, so it just feels different, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to 2023, all the best to people out there, to you and yours if you're out there listening. And let's get it in, man, another show. So as I always like to say, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
Yes, sir, let's get it. So Happy New Year to everyone. We did take a hiatus. I was not in town last weekend, and I was on the way back, and it just was like I didn't feel like trying to do the show and not be, you know what I'm saying, supportive to Mo Benz while doing the show, so we was just like, okay, we're going to postpone. So Happy New Year's to everybody. I hope you guys have started out on a very good foot every day. You know, right now, so you've had 8 days to crush your goals, to go and do something that you didn't want to, that you haven't done yet. You know what I'm saying? Every day, utilize all 24 hours, right? You know, you got to rest, but whatever time you got left, utilize it to work towards your goals, work towards something that you want to accomplish in life, right? Because it's not going to just fall into your lap, right? It's all about the energy that you put out. You put out positive energy, you're going to attract positive people and, you know, making solid decisions. So let's jump in.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so top five. Yeah, the top five. So we're going to take it from top to bottom. So number five, we got Puerto Rico. Okay, so big shout out to Puerto Rico. Yeah.
What, did my phone crack?
Yes, it did.
Oh, I was like, what the hell? You know what? Go ahead, get a top five. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So running it down from bottom to top. So we got number five, Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Puerto Rico. Number four, we got India. So big shout out to Bombay, India. You know what I'm saying? Well, not just Bombay, but, you know, all the cities and towns in India. We do appreciate you listening. Number three, we got not the country, but the continent down under, Australia. Peace and shout out to Australia, the outback and whatnot. Number two, of course, you know what I'm saying? I love it when Africa checks in, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to South Africa. You know, just all the surrounding countries. You know, I'm looking at my map, you know what I'm saying? All the surrounding countries of South Africa as well. So big shout out to Botswana,
for sure.
Namibia, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, you know what I'm saying? Even Madagascar, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to, you know, everybody that's listening in the motherland. And then number one, of course, we have the home team, the United States of America. So America the beautiful, America the ugly, or whatever you want to call it, it is home. So big shout out to all the 50 states, all the fly cities, you know, north, south, east, and west. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you.
The big raggedy.
Right? Depending on how you feel today. You know what I'm saying? It might be a good place or a bad place. You know what I'm saying? But it is home, so.
Yes, so shout out to the top five countries tuning in and everybody else all over the world for tuning in. That was my bad. I forgot that I wasn't supposed to call in, and I did not call to troubleshoot. I'm so over troubleshooting, like, it's crazy. So that line in the office is on a fiber line. It's on fiber. So with that line being on fiber, I have no idea because the fiber box is right outside. So
yeah,
I don't know. They got to troubleshoot the line.
It runs over the internet, so sometimes that be fugazi. You know, not fugazi, but sometimes it could be a little because it's not a solid line like it used to be back in the day.
But you know what? When I was with the other people that I hate, I never had that problem. You know, it only started when I switched my services to AT&T. So we'll figure that out this week. So last week I was resting. So if you don't know a little astrology here, the sun is in Capricorn. The moon was in Capricorn, and then it went into retrograde. So you're revisiting people, places, things, and energies, right, to either see if you learned your lesson from it or to close chapters, right? It's a lot going on in the universe. So if I go outside, I'm extremely tired. It drains me. So I went out and I was just drained when I came back in town. I went to sleep at 8:30 last Sunday. I didn't get up till like 10:30, 11 o'clock the next morning. Like I mean, that's sleeping all the way through. And it's just been like that. I did the same thing last night. I went to bed about 1 last night. I didn't get up till sleeping. And then I got up at like 10:30 and I was like, okay, I'm up. No, I wasn't. I went back to sleep. So like the energy, like our energies are being drained. And the more you have Capricorn in your chart, the more you're going to really, really feel this. And this is also like the third year of the Age of Aquarius, which is like the year that everything gets like activated, right? You're stepping into your spiritual beliefs. You're stepping into your God sense, right? You're questioning your spirituality, whatever it is you're questioning, making sure you're aligned and you are 10 toes down with whatever it is that you believe in. So it's a lot going on in the universe. And I know there's people out there that's like extremely exhausted. And I'm like, I'm not mad about the rest, you know, spirit. But, you know, I'm here. Like, I don't need all this rest, but I guess I do, right? So it's been a restful week, prepping, planning, you know, pushing out my, you know, my first quarter, on track right now, excited, you know, extremely excited about being on track, doing what I need to do, staying out these scammers' way, man. That's what I'm doing. Most importantly, like, they already at it, like, just it's crazy,
right?
And it's kind of like, I mean, if I am a African woman that was wise enough to create a corporation, right, an incorporation at that, myself, I don't know how they think like you're supposed to be dumb. Like now, I pretty much like I don't want your help. If I don't come to you, then I don't want it. But like staying out of these scammers' ways and just being focused and aligned, ready for a rich year. I just feel like this year is going to be so rich, and I love it, man. How was your week?
Yeah, so my week was great. You know what I'm saying? Restful, just, you know, just a renewed focus, you know what I'm saying? Like, once again, I'm just saying this motto, like every time I feel it, I'm just saying it, you know what I'm saying? This time around, we want all the money, you know what I'm saying? I'm not taking no shorts this year, you know what I'm saying? Completely focused. You know what I'm saying? I just got, you know, just big plans, right? But just small, you know, but make us, you know, just going over the small details of these big plans. You know what I'm saying? So everything just, you know, comes together. You know what I'm saying? So I just really been just, like, even with New Year's Eve, you know what I'm saying? It was just quiet. You know, I'm sipping on the same thing that I was sipping on New Year's Eve. You know, big shout out to, it's a whiskey. You know what I'm saying? It's called Mercer Prince. I dig it, man. It's smooth. You know what I'm saying?
I heard of that. Yeah.
So I like it because it already comes with two glasses. Well, it's not. It's plastic, but it looks like it's glass. But I mean, the bottle's glass, but the cups are actually plastic. But anyway, it's one
the
on the top,
plastic.
One on the bottom. Yeah, the hard plastic. So you know, and that's how you just sip. And I'm just sipping the whiskey like nice and straight. You know what I'm saying? No chaser. Just, you know, some ice on the rocks, you know what I'm saying, in the cup that it comes in, you know what I'm saying? I'm just on my business shit, man, and I like it because I'm just, like, really making power moves and shit, you know what I'm saying, as I think and sip on this whiskey as I talk to you guys on the show. So just that type of vibe, you know, like the holiday season has been good to me, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the winter solstice, you know what I'm saying? I got really back on track. I got a little lackadaisical, not like, you know what I'm saying, like we talked about this, but like that end of the summer, like fall, you know what I'm saying, I just got a little too ahead of myself, I think, you know what I'm saying, so I had to just kind of
slow it down,
I had to kind of just, you know, I had to kind of just tap back in, you know what I'm saying, I was feeling myself a little too much, and I just thinned myself out, so, you know, I had to get back to a solid foundation, so, you know, back, got my businesses on point, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know what I'm saying, crossing the T's, dotting the I's. So, you know, the interior decorating is back on track the way it needs to be. Me and my wife's business, Vintage Nubian, back on track the way it needs to be. And then real estate, you know what I'm saying? I got some big moves that I'm working with as far as real estate. So, you know, I like to talk about it until it's like official. So I've just been, you know, really zoning in on that. So yeah, that's my week. It's just an intense focus, but at the same time, not, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you know, I'm letting it happen organically, but I'm still just strategizing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, putting that out there and, you know, that's how I've been flowing, man. And just like double down on what's working. You know what I'm saying? I love what me and Black do here on the show. Like I said, this is my therapy session, you know what I'm saying? So every week when we get a chance to just check in and chop it up and talk, you know, I really like this. It really just, you know, puts a period to my week, you know what I'm saying? And it just gives me, like, you know, focus board of, you know, what's to come. So, you know, that's my week, you know what I'm saying? So,
and I've still been on my wine.
Yeah, okay, okay, I know, I'm glad you found something that you really like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know you've been kind of like, you know what I'm saying? So that's good. That's how I feel about this whiskey that I got right now. This is like my new shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but I just wanted to say this, lastly, too, 2023, it just sounds so good. It just has a nice ring to it. You know what I'm saying? So so I just feel good about saying anytime, every time I say it, you know what I'm saying? I just, anytime anybody just wish me a happy new year, you know, I always just send a text back, like, all the best in 2023. And I truly mean that to anybody that I talk to and, you know, come in contact with, share energies with, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just do it. Let's just do it bigger and better. And, yeah, that's it, man. Good vibes, you know?
Smooth, what it do, Smooth?
Sipping whiskey, sipping wine.
Yeah, that's how we doing it right now.
Both of y'all sound all distinguished like a motherfucker, like y'all just sipping on y'all beverages with y'all pinkies up.
Right, I'm telling you, like, it's vibes. It's the vibe. I had two Long Island iced teas. And outside of that, it's all been, you know, my little wine that I love, my my red Moscato that I love.
Red Moscato.
Oh,
man, I got a cherry one that I'm going to put in that box for your ass, too, so you can try it out.
I was wondering what a box was. The box ain't made it here. I tried pink.
Will your Christmas gift peak, was? I know you don't celebrate Christmas.
Pink Moscato.
Yeah, I had some pink Moscato. That was pretty good as well. I think I finished that on New Year's. So I ain't went to the store to go find some more. And I grabbed the pink Moscato because, of course, I couldn't find the red. So I was like, a sweet red Moscato or something. And I couldn't find it, and I seen the pink. I said, well, let me try the pink. It was really good. Still on my Moscato tip, you know, here doing my thing, but... I seen you call before you say it.
I don't even want to.
Before you say it.
I had a bunch
of readings to do today.
Uh-oh.
I had readings to get out to people, and I had to do readings on the channel. So that's what I was doing when you called me, and that's why I had to, like, I was on a live, so I couldn't pause it and say, hey, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I say, he going to call in tonight. He didn't call to check in. Well, Happy New Year's to you, Smooth, and all 12 of your children and everything that you got going on, man.
Smooth.
And all 24 of your baby mamas.
Yeah. Smooth, a.k.a. Nick Cannon. That's the
Yeah, no, I ain't got lupus. Nigga, I'm Smooth.
No.
Smooth as
Nick
nigga.
Cannon is Smooth.
Smooth will never be Nick.
Yeah, Nick Cannon
no,
did it. Smooth did it before Nick Cannon.
You got me fucked up.
Nick Cannon is Smooth Jr. Goddamn
it.
Nick Cannon is Smooth Jr.
Yeah, okay. Right. Let's get it right. So
how you being, Smooth?
Oh, well, you know.
Me, black as ever. And shit.
Okay.
Black as ever, nigga.
I've been relinquishing all of my investments that are tied to the government. That's what I've been doing the last 2 weeks. Yeah. All of the investments that the government has just taken control of without my permission. I've been moving every last one of them. You know, like we talked about how the government, a 401k, it was three of them, a 401k, and it was something else. And I'm like, how are they just going to come in and say that they control my money? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't like that. Even though it's sitting there, I want it to sit there because it's mine. And if I want to bother it, I want to bother it. I just don't like that. And it didn't sit well with me when I learned about the new law a couple months ago, and we talked about it here. But yeah, that's what I've been doing, moving everything from out of their reach.
Nice.
And what they're doing is changing the interest rates and making the interest rates look more appeasing to you. And the reason they're making them look more appeasing to you so that they can play with your money more So yeah, I moved all my money this week. So, I mean, over the last 2 weeks. So for whoever that got investments, I strongly suggest, especially term investment, like whether you have MMAs, CDs, anything like that, 401k, Roth IRA, anything of that nature that has a term on it, you know, the government has access to it, and they said basically it you got to go through them in order to bother your money, and the only way you can bother it is if something come up. So, yeah, I don't like that. So, you know, I did that. But this topic tonight, man, welcome. So let's jump in this topic. This is the Mo Bien's topic. I had to trim it down to make it a topic, but Mo Bien's, let me give y'all.
You want me to set it off?
And they got a drunk laugh.
I'm gonna say what you sent me first, then you can jump the topic off, right? So the first message was chase women, attract money. The women will come with it. But is this just a maturity thing? So then we got the topic that we have, and Mo Bien's, you can jump it off and let's make it happen.
All right. So once again, that's what it was, verbatim. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to repeat it just in case, you know, somebody wasn't listening. But basically, don't chase women. Attract money. The women come with it. But is this just a maturity thing? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I love how Black was like, you know, in our text, she was like, huh? And then she said, break it down into a question. And then I said, LOL, you know, it's a statement. No, I'm saying, wait, hold on. Let me go back. I said, LOL, it's abstract. It's a statement that questions itself. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I guess, you know, what sparked this topic for me, you know what I'm saying? That's just in the mode I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, so, you know, like I said at the top of the show, my week, my year, the motto is this time around, we want all the money. So, you know, hashtag happily married man or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't want to
get sidetracked. He say, whatever, fool?
No. Hashtag happily married man first and foremost. But what I'm just saying is,
oh, okay.
I don't want to get sidetracked this year at all. You know what I'm saying? I want to stay focused on my goals and the thing that I'm doing. But, you know, I just feel at the age that I'm at and where I'm at in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have, like, a superpower, you know what I'm saying, which is experience. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So now it's just so clear to me, you know what I'm saying, if anything crosses my path or whatever the case may be, exactly how to handle it, the right game to come with, that's it right there, you know what I'm saying, in a nutshell. So, and then you came back, and then once when you trimmed it down, you kind of edited it. You know what I'm saying? You said, is it a maturity thing to focus on career instead of women? And, you know, I just think it's kind of like a fascinating topic because, you know, when you're young, you know, you're just chasing that tail. You know, a lot of people like to say young, dumb, full of cum. You know what I'm saying? You just want to get it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I just think now in my lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, like I like been there, done that. So now it's everything just got to be aligned with the things that I'm doing as far as goals that need to be accomplished. And like I said, this time around we want all the money. So I just don't have no time for no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at. So, you know, let me give the floor to you guys. What do you think about my statement?
Okay.
And then how I question myself, you know, your experience through the years and stuff like that. You know, let's open it up for the people.
So for me, right, because this is more so, you know, the way you reference it is towards men, but I'm going to give you my standpoint being a businesswoman, right? Being a businesswoman, that means at some point I took on a masculine role to become a businesswoman. And to be honest with you, to be absolutely honest with you, it's like a lot of times I had to fall back on love, you know, like through my journey, outside of the last, 3-4 years, I had to fall back on love because it was so much that people were bringing would take me off track, right? You know, you got to go through all of this stuff, and men are used to dealing with toxic women, and, you know, it's a lot. You know, it was a lot for me. And so until for a while, I realized, like, trying to carry a relationship and trying to build the empire that I have now, it wasn't going to work. So I legitly had to say, okay, F love, let me get to where I can at least, you know, get right, because my energy is going to shift, right? The more I'm in tune with where I am in my life, my energy is going to shift, and then I'm going to attract like-minded people on the same page. I don't want to attract needy people. I don't want to attract people that need me. You know, I'm still old school. You know, the man takes care of the woman. And, of course, as the woman, you cater to the man. Yeah, you still buy your man gifts. You still do all of those things. But I'm still old school. The man takes the lead. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, being here with in this society where you got men feeling like, you know, okay, women did it, so now it's time to do it. I will never, when I tell you ever, dumb down or can look at a man in his eyes and say, I respect you for, you know, if you thinking that I need to help you or I need to give you something because I may have more than you. Now, if I do that, it's going to be because I want to do that, but not because you feel entitled to anything that I've worked hard for, right? So in creating this, and this is years in the making. This isn't, we're going on 6 years on the show this year. This is like, yeah, years in the making. None of this stuff comes overnight, you know. Being a 9-time published book author, that took years and years and years and years to get done. You know, my spiritual growth, you know, that took years. Even though I publicly started my spiritual growth in 2017, I always knew that I had gifts. I always knew, you know, I just answered the calling in 2017. So nothing happens overnight. And at the beginning, and I suggest anybody that's at the beginning that still tries to get grounded and you're not okay with where you have, because you got to have a solid foundation. And if your foundation is not solid, it's going to crumble. I don't care how many times you build it up, it's going to crumble. Your solid foundation is you and your wife, you and your husband, or just you if you don't have either or, right? Because if you're not married, then your foundation should just be built based on you. And at that time, I was not married, so this was the foundation I had to create for myself. So I had to let go of the love thing because it was too much drama. It was too much. You know, I went through public situations, because that's the first thing that people want to do when, you know, you have a type of name or they want to compare themselves and, you know, I'm outlasting, you know, everything. So I had to be mindful of, you know, what type of energy I brought to my brand, you know. Now, when it comes to being established or being somewhat – being stable and somewhat, like, fully established in where you want, I feel like now you step into the grown woman and the grown man league. You should be able to maintain both. You should be able to maintain love and business, right? Because you're attracting like-minded people. And when you're attracting like-minded people, they're not coming to you with drama. They're not coming to you with schemes. They're not coming to you with scams. They're not coming to you trying to get over, trying to get in your drawers. They're coming to you on some real stuff. And they have the patience because they know what it takes, because that's the same patience that they put in what they had. So, you know, you can have both, right? It's no such thing as I got to wait until I get to where I need to be at in order to have love. I don't feel that way. I feel like you need to have a solid foundation so that nothing is coming shaking up. You need to have consistency. You need to have a routine in place, and you need to be known for these things. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to be able to master these things. It takes over a year to do something consistently to have what they consider to be mastering something that you're doing. Me, myself, give me about a good, you know, 3-4 months, and I got it of continuously doing it. So that's my take on it. I don't feel like, you know, in the word chase, it's not about a chase. It's a track. You know what I'm saying? So, again, you're going to attract the energy that you put out. So, as a man and you're established, you're going to attract a woman like me because of the energy that you're putting out if you are mentally stable. Now, you have some people that ego plays a part in that. And we all have an ego. Your ego never dies, but you adjust your ego. So you have a lot of women out here that's not used to anything. They're trying to get up under people because they got something. And these men, they allow that to go to their head, and they don't want to put in work with somebody that you know, put in work for themselves. So you got to be mindful of those type of people. But I do not think that you have to wait on love instead of getting money. At the very beginning, yes, you need to focus on your money, and then that stuff will come. But you got to get stable and situated so nothing is throwing you off balance. And they say, like, as long as I've been knowing Smooth, me and Smooth has been best friends for a very long time. Smooth has always, since I've known him, I don't know where his starting point was, but since I've known him, and I think what we met in 2009 or 10, Smooth, he always handled both. You know what I'm saying? And he played a very pivotal role in my life in making sure that I handled both. He played a very pivotal role in my life with making sure that I made sure my brand always looked good. And there would be times at the beginning I would be like, what would Smooth say? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the one to teach me, like, keep the BS away from the brand. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what you did in your past. Own up to it. Get it out the way. And then keep the BS away from your brand. These are things that Smooth always, like, poured into me, beat into me. And so, therefore, I got him. You know what I'm saying? And it was so easy for me to say, okay, if this relationship or this connection is going to bring drama, and which it automatically does, because a man can see a woman as their friend, or a man can see a woman as somebody cool, but then that woman, she sees some type of competition, which it ain't no competition, but she sees somebody that's doing something better, then they go to hate, they go all of these things, and then, you know, men not really used to that. So that was things that I had to grasp, and I just said, I don't want no parts of none of that. Like, Give me a cut, buddy, and when I'm ready, you know, then I'm ready. It would have been great to have somebody, you know, to walk this path with me, you know, to say, you know, me and my people, we did this together, but I don't have that, you know, and I'm okay with making it happen on my own. So that's my take. Smooth, what you think?
I would like to say I'm an old man, first of all. If I'm not mistaken, the question is it a maturity thing when you choose your goals over the female or the lover, if you want to be, you know, diverse in the male and female aspect of it? Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's definitely what I'm getting at.
No. No, because you can be immature as hell and still be goal-oriented, right? Because maturity, there's many different aspects of maturity within your life. You see what I'm saying? So you can be mature in this aspect and immature in somewhere else. So to answer the question, fuck no. I mean, now when it comes down to making sure that you don't allow anything to come between your goals, that's a discipline thing, not a maturity thing, because maturity comes with time, right? But you can be mature as hell and still be dumb as fuck, right? You can be undisciplined and old as shit, right? The root word of maturity means ripe. I mean, all that is just age. That has nothing to do with knowledge. It has nothing to do with, you know, wisdom, right? So knowledge is the result of applied information and instruction. You see what I'm saying? So maturity is just age. So it means absolutely fucking nothing. Me personally, as Black said, man, I've always been egotistical in the manner of, you got to excuse my slow speech, my wind is fucked up, but I've always been egotistical in the manner of, I don't fail, right? So if I don't fail, that means that I have to do everything within my powers to make sure that I don't fail. So if I have to cut you off, then I'm going to have to cut you off. If I have to spend 12 hours reading and doing research on something so I don't fail, then that's what I'm going to do. That piece of pushing on me, the motherfucker thing to me, baby. I mean, I thank you for it. It looks pretty, but you going to fuck somebody else.
Hopefully.
Until I get my shit done. Yeah. Say again?
Say hopefully.
What?
You said it looks pretty. I said hopefully.
Oh, man, I've never, that's crazy. I've never seen a ugly piece of pussy in person. I mean, I've seen a not cute one, you know. Like, man, you know. I've seen one if I squeeze my eyes real tight, you know what I'm saying? It look like the real thing, like fucking waiting XL type shit. But to answer Mo's question, like, nah, man, maturity has nothing to do with actually being disciplined for your goals.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was definitely some I respect both of y'all takes, man. That was some deep shit, man. I'm glad how we open it up. You know what I'm saying? Setting the record straight, man, in this new 2023 year. Yeah, I would just say the only thing I would add to it, and maybe, I don't know, Smooth, you disagree. I like how you articulate it. I think you articulated it very well. I like everything that you said, actually. But I would just say, and for me, it seems like maturity and experience kind of go hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? To become mature, you have to experience some things to give you, to give you hands-on knowledge of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just think that kind of comes with experience and with age, you know what I'm saying, if you paying attention. So that's why I think, it's kind of like I equate it to sports, right? And you just said, of course you could always be young and goal-oriented, but you can still be immature at the same time. So maybe like when I was younger, so sports analogy, right? Person like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. The reason why I like that game and I thought it was so seasoned because it's so, you can put it in towards life. That's why I watch sports, because I go deeper, when I watch sports. I really, check out a lot of things that I think is, a lot of people may just look at the surface level of it. But anyway, so Michael Jordan, if you study his career, early in his career, he would just get by with just pure athleticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just coming through, dunking on you, putting up 50, you know what I'm saying? Like, like it's nothing, embarrassing you on the court. But the team is average. You know what I'm saying? But he's stunting on you. So, he's just coming through and I think that's the youngness. You know what I'm saying? I think when, a male gets to that 18, 19, 20, 21 age, he's figuring out how to be a man. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you're tapping into this mannish energy. You're like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? New powers. You're seeing these females. You're learning how to have sex. And now you're not just having sex, you fucking, you know what I'm saying, and you doing stuff, you know what I'm saying, but, you just getting by just off your pure athleticism, you know what I'm saying? So it's nice, you know what I'm saying, but that's the time where a lot of people might have kids out of wedlock, and I'm not knocking this, it's just life, you know what I'm saying, with kids out of wedlock or whatever, and, you got your baby mama, thinking about maybe marrying your main chick, and this and that and that and this, you're just figuring shit out. But, if you look at Michael and Kobe was like the same way, just young, you know what I'm saying? You think you know it all. You're like, I don't need Shaq. I can do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? I can win this. But then as you get seasons, you know what I'm saying? Seasons, you know what I'm saying? As you go through different seasons of life, seasons of the game, now you're picking up a little, you've been there in this situation. So I know how to handle this situation. So now when you have athleticism, goes down a little bit, now to another level of your mind state. You know what I'm saying? So now you can just outsmart the average, the average person is just getting by on athleticism because you've been there. Like Tom Brady's a perfect example of that right now. You know what I'm saying? Like you just know the game. You know what I'm saying? So so I just think that I'm just, equating that to the experience part and kind of like, that's that maturity when you really can just lock in. And now you can just, you still have your athleticism that you can pull out every so often, But, you know, your mind is so strong and so focused and so, like, you know, aligned because you've been, you know, you've been through so many different situations that you already got the right game for it. And that's why you see some of the greats in sports, you know, as they age, you know, like Michael Jordan now, you know, later in his career, I'm not just dunking on you, you know what I'm saying, and just trying to win it all myself. Now I'm, you know, I'm sucking the defense in and I'm kicking it out to Paxton for open three or Steve Kerr for open three, my 3-point shooters. You know what I'm saying? So now instead of just, you know, going to the rim and just trying to, or if I go to the rim, I'm going to make sure I get fouled. And then if I get fouled, guess what? I'm making both of my free throws. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like out, you know, out foxing the opponent. And now I'm not an average team. Now I'm winning championships. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's why I just thought this was just great to bring to the topic, because I think so many, especially of our young black males, they just get caught up in this chasing women and trying to attract women, where, you know, attract money, you know what I'm saying? Get things that's going to, you know, get you in your goals, and the women come with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just going to come along the way. That's just the fruits of your labor that's just going to automatically come. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just, with my motto being this time around, you know, we want all the money. You know, I just wanted to bring that to the table. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really have much to add. I don't know if y'all want to retort anything I just said. Okay, perfect.
Well, that was something. Your analogy, right? I want you to think about the analogy you just gave when it came down to Kobe and Michael Jordan and everything else like that, right?
Yeah.
But you do realize that the skills that they were actually implementing at an older age was learned and honed at that younger age. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about maturity. It's really not about maturity. In your situations, they was forced to actually slow down, you see what I'm saying, due to age, which means they had to start using other implements to further their game and to make sure that they were successful. What I'm saying is you don't have to wait until you're forced to slow down, right, to be goal-oriented. You don't have to wait until you're in your 30s or 21 to 30 to say, you know what, maybe I should actually start practicing the information that was given to me at a younger age so that I can actually become a man. No. The moment you come out the womb, right, begins your journey from malehood to manhood. Okay? You come out as a male, eventually you're going to have to go through your trials and tribulations so that you can gain that title of man. Waiting till you're 21 and 30 to do that? You're old as dog shit now. You see what I'm saying? Your former culture, right? At 12, 13, you will go out and go hunt that lion in your former culture. You see what I'm saying? Your real culture. Because you was brought up at the tender age from the moment of coming out that womb to be a man. Today's culture, your secondary culture, right, your false culture, they want you to stay home until you're 40 and 50. They don't want you to actually gain that man title. So it's not about maturity. It's just about how you actually perceive things with your fucking mind, man. If you're mentally strong at a young age, you're gonna be ready and prepared to go ahead and take care of that shit. You already have your goals in order. It's not about waiting until you're fucking old as dog shit. 21 is old as shit to be like, man, now I think it's time for me to actually do what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Hell no. Why would you wait till you're 21 and 30 to actually get your shit together? I'd rather be the man that I am at 20 then tried to fuck around and, all right, let me get my shit together at 40. Everybody's not built to say, all right, man, look, I done played. Now it's time to get my shit together. Man, I played and got my shit together at the same fucking time. So, no, I mean, I understand what you said as far as the Michael Jordan shit, but you forgot Mike had to train to get them skills at a young age so he can utilize them at an old age. And the same thing when it came down to Kobe.
Well, maybe I guess the point I was trying to make is those are the guys that still, you know what I'm saying, they still can tap into their prime, even past their prime. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say.
Right,
so,
but when did they learn those skills, though? When did they put in that work for those skills? That's what I'm bringing up. That's what I'm trying to bring to the table. They didn't learn those skills at an old age. They learned those skills from the beginning. Who you are, you don't have to wait. Right, but you're forgetting one thing. Like I said earlier in the conversation, knowledge is the result of applied information and instructions. You don't become knowledgeable about something until you actually put it into action. All it is information. When you read a book, right, but you don't apply it, it means absolutely nothing to you. That's not knowledge. It's not knowledge. All that shit is, man, I read this fucking book. I'm knowledgeable about this subject. No, you're not, because you never tried it. You never applied it. You never done it. Black made the comparison about the 3 months, the 4 months for her. To mastering shit, I would say you need more time, not to master it, but to actually show you have the discipline to continue. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people go to the gym for them 3 to 4 months, but then they quit. That's why they give you that year to 2 years to 3 years, so that you actually force yourself to be consistent, to be disciplined, so that you can sacrifice, so that you know without a shadow of a doubt, man, that's who the fuck you is.
Exactly. What I also threw in there before that, consistency and routine, and give me 3 to 4 months, I've mastered that, and with consistency and routine, you there. But, I mean, both of you guys have some very valid points, and, like, Smooth is saying, like, take life for existence. Take life for example. When you growing up, the more you go through, it's either going to make you or break you. And all of the things that I went through at a young age, they didn't have the type of money out here at our disposal when I was out there in the streets. They had it, but it wasn't out here to us. Now you got the younger generation coming up, and they could just make millions of dollars just by doing something dumb on social media. My life path was to always work for mine. But the enlightenment portion of my life, you know what I'm saying? It's by trial and error, things that I've been through. You know what I'm saying? You can go, right, when you go out to get a degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, right, you're going out. There's a name before yours on those degrees, which is your master, right? Basically, you have now mastered their thought process. You've taken your brain and threw it out, and you've mastered their way of thinking. When you go to any college course, you have to take some form of psychology. Not psychology because it's real life, but the psychology to think how they choose for you to think, right? So when coming up, I got my degrees, and people ask me all the time, why do you not use your degrees? I do, but I use them the way that I want to use them. I went and got my degrees. I have no student loans, but I apply it to what I want to apply it to. I knew back then that me working for somebody wasn't it, right? What me working for somebody wasn't it. Their thought process and how they want you to think. You know what I'm saying? So all of these people that's working in psychology and all of these people with these master degrees, why do you think the people with the master degrees work for the people that don't have an education at all? Because you've mastered the white man's form of thinking, and now you can go out here and you can work for somebody and get paid good money for working for somebody that is somebody, right, without doing whatever it is. So it goes deep. It's trial and error. When you get out here in these streets or whatever it is that you're going through in life, when you got to raise your siblings or whatever the case may be, that's all making you stronger. Now, you're going to wake up, like this Gen Z and go to complaining and crying and I don't have this and I didn't ask to be here, or you going to be like, you know, the other people before them and say, okay, well, guess what? I got some potatoes. Okay, guess what? I can make potato salad. I can make stew. I can make all of these French fries. You know what I'm saying? You look at what you got and you make the best of it. So again, maturity, you know, definitely that's an age thing, not a knowledge thing. And I was on that, you know, my birthday's at the end of this month. So you got to think, I referenced the year that I first met Smooth for a reason, because that was well over 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? This is when I had to, like, go from that to focusing on a brand, building my brand, making the right decisions when it came to my brand, doing the right things when it came about my brand. You know what I'm saying? That stuff come way early on. And if I would have had people around me prior to that was just serious about really pouring into me, then I would have been on it way before then. But I didn't. I had a lot of people around me with their hand out the entire time. And the one thing about it is you're not going to tell me that you can do something for me if I cut you in on this, this, that, and the other, right? Everybody got to make their money. I get that. Go find somebody else. If you want to do something for me, you're going to do it because you're genuine about it. You're going to do it because you want to. So Smooth was the first person that came along that genuinely wanted to see me win, that genuinely wanted to see me as a household name. And even across all of the brands, I've been able to take that knowledge that was poured into me early on and make something, you know what I'm saying, amazing and behind what I did. But again, it wasn't even like I was younger then, and I knew, okay, this shit here take too much. You know, I've been on the phone with Smooth and be like, man, I want to, but, you know, he tripping, or, you know, it's this or it's that. He's like, man, Black, just focus. You know what I'm saying? So when you build it and create it, you got to just focus no matter where you at, no matter what age you at. But if you coming out the gate at 40, or, you know, 35, okay, well, now let me figure this out. Like, I got one brand that I started, you know, fairly recent ago. But that doesn't mean that I wasn't in business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to keep adding things on as you go along. So if you may feel like, okay, I think that it is kind of like a young mindset to feel that way, though. You know what I'm saying? Money over hoes, bros over hoes, you know, like things like that. Sure, everything should be over hoes because you shouldn't be welcoming hoes in your life. But when it comes to or those type of hoes, because there's some good hoes out there that's going to come and benefit and help your ass. Just say my bad. I mean, come back. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with hoes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Get you winning.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good hoe now. You know what I'm saying? Because I know some good hoes out there that's better than these quote-unquote wifey material chicks that they got out there any day, 10 toes down. You know what I'm saying? And a wifey chick is just a hoe that know how to hide her skeletons better. That's all. You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's all. Whether you was a hoe in college or you was a hoe outside of college or going out with your friends till you got in a relationship, yeah, everybody had a hoe phase. Every single female that you look at had some form of a hoe phase. And if she have it, you need to be scared because it's coming. Nigga, and you the one that got it. So she going to make you smoke crack. So, but, you know.
I just had to pause it on that one. We couldn't end it with that.
I'm telling you, if you don't know when your chick whole phase was, or if in your mind you feel like I got a chick, she ain't never had a whole phase, and that's absolutely true. Like, you met her, y'all grew up together, y'all went to college together, da 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 da. Like, you was just really up under her, because you don't know what a person did when they ride. I don't care what kind of family they came from. I came from a very good family. You don't know what a person been through. But if you absolutely 1,000% sure this chick never had a whole phase, bruh, run, okay? Because she going to have that whole phase, because you're going to piss off one day, and she going to have that whole phase, and y'all going to separate, and baby, that whole phase going to drive you back shit crazy. So just know, like, college, you know, man, college, whoo, that's where the biggest hoes at, college and church. But I digress. You know, don't have a mind frame to feel like this over that. You know what I'm saying? Just feel like this is what I want, and I'm going to get it. And whatever I got to do to focus on that, then that's what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Because you can definitely have both. But, you know, you need to get in a position in your life to where you can have both. That's it.
That's
I don't know. Smooth had nice man, that's the thing. It's like, I think Smooth had one or two kids, man. Back then, like one or two, something like that. He's like nine. Yeah. Like one or something. And like I tell you guys, like the same Smooth you get on this radio show, this is like Smooth, man. We didn't freaking had some epic moments. But like one kid, right? And then any chick that I bring around, they'd be like, who is that? And then Smooth is such like an asshole in real life. He'd be like, nah, Black, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, he's always been responsible. Well, back then he was very responsible with how he used his penis. I don't know how the fuck all these kids came up, where the fuck they came from, who did it and why. It's like he hit his hoe phase, and he was already a hoe, but then he hit a bigger hoe phase, and I was like, you done turned up turbo hoe. You know what I'm saying? Like, hit a phase that I didn't even know existed.
That's the only reason why I just said Nick Cannon, because it seemed like that's, you know, on the celebrity level, that's what people are saying with Nick Cannon. Like, God damn, dude. Like, what happened?
Yeah,
like,
Nick Cannon is it's
no,
cool.
No.
Man.
What happened was is what happened at the end of the day. I've always been fixated on what I wanted, right? So in the process of me being fixated on what I want, I ain't doing nothing but doing what the fuck I need to do to get my shit where it needs to be. Every once in a while I might come outside for a day or two. Within that day or two, I might fuck a few.
I was going to say, because they throw one way, man.
You know what I'm saying? Red fish, blue fish. One fish, two fish. You know what I'm saying? And then being my friend,
well,
they're like, well.
Yo. Hey,
no,
man,
Smooth told me about what he was dealing with on the health thing. He didn't have a bunch of kids. Man, when Smooth changed his motherfucking health shit up, that man got super sperm. You understand me? And I'm sitting here like, Smooth, what about protecting the bag? What about protecting the money? Like, all of them things went out the door. But mind you, what Smooth say he working on getting stuff together, this nigga was already making hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, back then. This nigga had the same job that he got then. And he was, like, on go mode then. You know what I'm saying? So he was already doing what he was doing. I don't know. He turned into Super Bowl. I don't know where.
Pollinated. But look, hey.
Man, look.
Hey, Smooth.
All
hey,
the listeners just don't try to rob me, man. Thanks for telling me.
I'm just going to say the one legendary story, man. When we first met, when we first started doing this show thing, man, when you said you had the Menage a Trois, and you got both chicks pregnant, and I was like, God damn, this dude is different. You know what I'm saying? That's different shit right there. That's a legendary story right there. You and Black need to collaborate on like a little, that should be in a chapter of one of Black's books or something. You know what I'm saying? Some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one for the ages right there, man. So I just wanted to tell that. You know what I'm saying? So
you know the crazy thing, that it's a lot of babies that was created out of a menage a trois. I know somebody that had a mm-hmm. menage a trois with his girl and her girlfriend, and basically that's how she kind of introduced them. She gave the menage a trois. Come to find out, this was her girlfriend. He didn't know it. They was living together, and then they had the threesome. His girlfriend didn't get pregnant, but her girlfriend did. It's a lot of children that's created out of a menage a trois, and I wonder how that story go. And they'd be like, "How'd you meet my daddy?"
That's a book idea right there.
How did you meet my daddy?
There you go, Black. Hey, go. That's your next book. So, hey, man. So, awesome topic by me. You know what I'm saying? I'm always giving Black the props. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, I just got to pat myself on the back. You know what I'm saying? So,
topic.
So,
good stuff.
So, basically, let's get into it, man. So, anybody that's new to the show, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain topics that I thought was interesting and just bring it to the people. We just chop it up and see what we thought about it. So I usually, you know what I'm saying? can will, you know, get this over to Black to see if she got anything she was tripping on for the first week or whatever. But, you know, being that we have last week off, you know what I'm saying, I got some stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Black can just chime in, and then if Black got something she want to bring to the table, of course.
Wait a minute.
So, what's up? Black, you there?
I said, run it. I ain't got nothing to talk about.
Right,
run it.
Oh, okay, run it. All right, bad. So, all right, so first off, of course, we brought in the new year just a week ago, man. So we young in this thing, man. We a week into 2023. And a story that was just very intriguing to me. To me, I didn't really get too sad, man. Like right now, man, I'm just really just sipping my whiskey, and I'm just thinking, I'm just, you know, maybe I'll just pour a little out, you know what I'm saying? But I just got to say, I'm going to pour out a little liquor, man. Big shout out to Tupac. I got to pour out a little liquor, man, to a real one that we lost on New Year's Day, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Gangsta Boo, you know what I'm saying? I just want to give a quick 5-second moment of silence. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, she was a real one, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to just say she went out like a rock star, man. That's why I'm not even sad. It is a sad situation, don't get me wrong. But if you just, you know, if you was in the 3-6 Mafia and you just know they hold mind, they hold vibe, you know what I'm saying? They are a rock star group. And, you know, so I guess the reason why I'm saying it and summing it up, because I've been, like, just following the story since it happened. But Gangsta Boo, you know, of course, Gangsta Boo, you know, she had this hit song way back in the day. That was like 98, I'm thinking, where them dollars at, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, like, all the strip clubs this past week, you know what I'm saying, just played that song, you know, in honor of her. But what was just, you know, that was really awesome about that this past year for Gangsta Boo was, you know, first off, they had the verses. You know, and I'm a Cleveland representative, you know what I'm saying? That's the foundation. That's where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? But we all know we had 3-6 Mafia versus Bone Thugs, and I gotta just give it up, man. Memphis did that thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a Cleveland guy, but I had to give it up to Memphis, man. 3-6 Mafia came through and represented. And that was just good to see, you know what I'm saying, see her get her shine, you know what I'm saying, and you know, and they get their flowers. And then, you know, I listened to her interview on Drink Champs. That was one of my favorite episodes of this past year. You know what I'm saying? So she went on Drink Champs and chopped it up with Nori and EFN and told her story. And you know, and then, you know, she passed on New Year's Day. And she was just, you know, and that's crazy. You can go to her Instagram. You can just see her year. It was lit. She was back out here, you know what I'm saying, getting mad respect, garnering mad respect. But of course, you know, on New Year's Day, you know, she passed from an overdose, and you know, people really got to be careful what you're doing out here, man. Because what's the drug that's getting mixed in and cut with?
Let me say this, man. Fuck all that. At the end of the day, right? We're losing too many people. We're losing too many people that look like us. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I won't be the first one to say all success ain't good success. Okay.
Cool.
And the drug that you're talking about is fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Gangsta Boo was alive when she wasn't going back on tour. You see what I'm saying?
When she wasn't,
going back on tour, getting the money.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you're put in situations where you can't afford to do things that you want to do to keep you safe. Okay, so no, there is no man. We lost a real one. All this other bullshit. Nah, fuck that. Everybody that look like me, everybody that bleeds the same blood that I have, everybody that started off with the same melanated skin that I have. You see what I'm saying, man? Learn from everybody's past mistakes and stay the fuck away from everything. You don't need none of that shit. If it looks white, it ain't right. God damn it. Fuck it. It is what it is. Man, stop in the words of Black man, I ain't really the type of person to use other people's words, man. But in the words of Black man, stop using them crack as shit, man.
Stop using them crack as shit.
Stop using them crack as shit, man. Like, look,
they
drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
From the mollies to the ecstasy,
yeah,
to the fentanyl, to the cocaine, to the heroin, to the lean.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Even to the weed. Let's get this one thing straight.
Yeah.
Weed ain't what it used to be. They got some shit out now coming out from overseas as well as Mexico and shit, where the weed is fucking addictive because they spraying that bitch with a chemical THC compound.
Yeah.
So like, nigga, if you can't live through life with a natural high, man, look, man, let that shit go. Man, let it go. No, nigga, there is no five second moment of silence for somebody who went out like that. No.
For a career though. I had to
career. Nigga, it's not let's get this one thing straight. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish. And she finished wrong. She finished wrong, man.
Yeah,
exactly. She finished wrong. Don't nobody give two flying fucks about what the fuck you did 20 years ago. You could have been the realest motherfucker in the world, but how did you finish? She finished wrong. How many people, and think about it like this. Right now, on this platform, we don't really know how many people is listening at this moment, right? But you and Black are influential now. You see what I'm saying? Y'all motherfucking words actually hold weight, which means y'all have to be careful about that shit. Gangsta Boo, whatever her fucking name was in the real world, man, she finished wrong. She went out like a sucker. She had no business doing that shit. But unfortunately, right, she was put in a position where when she was broke, she was alive because she couldn't do what she wanted. She started getting that money. And she wasn't prepared for the responsibilities of having that money. She wasn't ready. Discipline, the lack of discipline took her out. Man, what you got to say about the lack of discipline that took her out?
Hey, look, I second what you're saying, man. I do. I still got my opinions, but I feel what you say. I really do. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, this is just my beliefs. I know it's probably different from yours, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, God works in mysterious ways, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm just saying is, for her to, like you just said, she had the success back in the day, back in the 90s, over 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? That song was popular, and it's a classic. You know what I'm saying? It's a classic strip club anthem. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and then 3-6 Mafia, for whatever reason, they wasn't, like I said, she wasn't on, like, the albums that kind of took them to, like, a whole nother level or whatever. You know, because, like I said, maybe she fell back and was doing, I don't know, whatever. We don't know the inside of that or what happened, right? And, you know, 3-6 Mafia, they win the Oscar for the song Rough Hustle and Flow and all that. And
she had nothing to do with that.
She had nothing to do with that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then, you know, that's why I'm saying everything happens for a reason, because she was all but forgot about. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just knew Juicy J and DJ Paul, them two. The other members, you know what I'm saying? Other than Gangsta Boo, you can't name him. Crunchy Black, maybe, but he was just a hype man. And then this past year, you know what I'm saying, versus, you know what I'm saying, like I said, she comes back out of nowhere. I wasn't even expecting her to really perform. And then I'm like, okay, you know, that song used to go. And it still sounds good to this day. And people recognize that. And all of a sudden, her name is ringing again. Then, you know, like I said, she goes on Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying, great interview. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm saying this too is because I felt like I really got, you know, of course, I don't know her, you know what I'm saying? But we're in the digital age where, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like I just got to know her this last year, you know what I'm saying? Because on Drink Champs, she really just got a chance to get her flowers,
tell her story, and I really felt her. I was like, damn, okay, I didn't know this. And, you know, and I just thought she was just, she had a real cool-ass spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, her spirit was genuine. It was real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see through the fake shit. A lot of shit, like, now, you know, I love, you know, everybody know I'm a music guy, man, especially when it comes to rap music. You know what I'm saying? I bring it to this platform, this show. I talk about it. I analyze it. But, you know, now times there's so many people protecting their brand, and it's such a business. So, you know, it's hard to figure out nowadays who's genuine. You know what I'm saying? But she just came off, you know, in the interview as a real genuine spirit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just real talk. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, it, you know, I've always, look, once again, going beneath the surface, 3-6 Mafia. Just let's break this down, right? And her name is Gangsta Boo. Okay, so let's just break this down. Let's break it down. 3-6s, what's that? That's the mark of the beast, right? The Lucifer or whatever. Mafia, you already know what the Mafia is. What, that's mob, family, La Familia, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mob ties. And if you listen to their music, it's trippy. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of drugs. It's a lot of, I'm not saying it's right, wrong, whatever, but that's what it was all about. They was some just rock star. It's like black rock star shit. You know what I'm saying? It's trippy. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you listen to heavy metal and you like AC/DC or Def Leppard or whatever the shit, this is like, 3-6 Mafia was like our version of that. And like I said, but you know, like I was just listening to Juicy J, Lil Wayne song called Trippy Kid. You know what I'm saying? He's just talking about weed, some weed pills in that drink. That's my trippy kid. That's my trippy kid. And I'm not saying it is right. I'm just saying what it is. And just how right as we go into the new year, you know what I'm saying? Right, she got past the new year. She was able to see the ball drop 2023, and then she just lights out right there. You know what I'm saying? After coming off a year, like you said, she back on tour. She back getting. You go to her Instagram, and that's what's crazy now too. You live in like a digital print of what you was doing. You know what I'm saying? So you go to her Instagram now. Like she tweeted right before this happened, like, you know, bringing in a new year with family, with her brother, like, blah, 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 great time, blah, blah, blah. And it's just so eerie. You know what I'm saying? You go to her Instagram, like, you just see from the last year, she's just popping back out there. But then to your point, like you said, like, it's the gift and the curse. The gift was she was back making money, doing what she loves. You know what I'm saying? Because if you listen to the interview, you know she loved music. She was back to, like, she was very grateful to be back in the fold, and people, all the new female rappers giving her flowers and her respect. Like, yeah, Gangsta Boo, her cadence, you know what I'm saying? She put on for the South and, you know, got me, you know, inspired to do what I do now. You know what I'm saying? She one of the legends in the game. So it was just beautiful for me to see before she went out that she was able to get her flowers and get her respect. And now people know her. You know what I'm saying? Like, the newer generation, they know her. And you know what I'm saying? And instead of her, like, just, you know, if she was to die without this she had last year, and people just, you know, she's just forgotten easily. So that's the part where it says it just seemed like things happen for a reason. Now, is it right? I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying it's wrong either. It's just life, man. It's just the reality. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I just wanted to sum that up, man, because I just thought that was just a eerie story. So, you know, once again, rest in peace to Gangsta Boo. Tuesday, like I said, like I like to keep it separate as far as topics that I'm going to discuss on Reasonable Doubt, which is every Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Twitter Tuesday, me and my co-host Kev Herc over there serving it up for the people, half an hour. And then, of course, what we do here. This is you getting the raw and uncut Mo Benz each and every Sunday. But two things that I'm going to talk about Reasonable Doubt on Reasonable Doubt this coming Tuesday, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but I just wanted to shout it out a little bit. So first off, speaking of, this is so wild, too. When I heard about the Gangsta Boo passing, me and my wife, you know what I'm saying, I want to say brunch because that's what we were shooting for, but, you know, we didn't get the brunch, so we did have a nice dinner, you know what I'm saying, like probably like 6, 7, we was eating. Went to a nice restaurant, nice Korean spot right down the street from me, man. It was a walking distance. We had a good time. You know, a spot that we hadn't been to since pre-COVID. But anyway, So we was chilling, and I was putting my wife on to the wrap up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Uncle Murder. I had listened to it like earlier that morning. You know what I'm saying? Because I know Uncle Murder. You know he. And now for the people out there, it's the wrap up. You know what I'm saying? Meaning it's the year in review by this rapper named Uncle Murder. Now it started by this guy named Mad Skills back in the day. He was Mad Skills back in the day, rapper from Virginia way back in the '90s. Then, you know, I would say in the early 2000s, he started doing the wrap-up. He was the first one to do it. Then he just changed his name to Skills. And for years and years and years, Skills did the wrap-up, and that's what you look forward to when he would just sum up the year, all the events in his rap song. You know what I'm saying? But over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, Uncle Murder came for that spot to this is the first year. I think last year was when I kind of phased out Skills. I don't even know if he did it this year. I didn't even check for it. But Uncle Murder's 2022 wrap-up, I mean, it's almost 15 minutes long. But, man, does he toasted it up, man. He really just, you know, he really just hit on all the highlights of the year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna really unpack it. Me and Kev, we're going to unpack it, you know what I'm saying, this Tuesday's episode. But I just want to say, man, this is probably the best one I've heard. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into all the stuff he talked about. You know, check me out on Tuesday for that. But the beat selection was crazy. You know, he actually had Hype Man this year. Tony Yayo of G-Unit was like his Hype Man. And the beats. So it starts off, and you can look it up on YouTube, but it starts off with the Jodeci, you know, Come and Talk to Me beat. So he kills it on that. I'm just trying to make sure I catch all the beats. That one, what was the next beat? I think I'm missing something. I know it was the Biggie Get Money remix beat. I think it was an old school, what was that old school, Lionel Richie one beat. You know what I'm saying? I can't think of the name. Anyway, the beat selection was crazy, and the way he just summed it up was dope. So, shout out to Uncle Murder. You know what I'm saying? The 2022 wrap up was spot on. You know what I'm saying? Everything he talked about. There was a lot of stuff that we talked about over the show over the course of this the past 2022 year. You know what I'm saying? So it was just interesting to see him highlight it. So that's one thing we're gonna get into. Another thing, another rapper that's in the news right now, '90s rapper that's getting back in the news. Always been a personality. And I'm going to dive into this a little bit more, or Reasonable Doubt this week, is Keith Murray. So, all right, I don't really condone, or I know the females don't. You know what I'm saying? Females really don't like a snitching dude. And I ain't talking about snitching on freaking when it comes to, like, legal activities and stuff like that. I'm talking about, you know, if a female, especially a certain female with a certain status, break you off something or do something, you know what I'm saying? They don't like when you go out there and air it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned that a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? So, but Keith Murray, he all of a sudden in one interview, for the people out there, you know, and once again, you know, hey, I'm just bringing it to the people. I'm just a news person. I don't really condone this like that, but hey, you know what I'm saying? It's a topic. I'm gonna talk about it. So, Keith Murray, told the story of him and Foxy Brown, I guess. You know, back in the day, there was a LL Cool J song called I Shot You, right? And they had a remix, a hot remix this probably was like 96. But it had who was on there? Fat Joe, it was LL's song. But then you had Keith Murray and you had Foxy Brown. And this was Foxy Brown when she first came out, and young Foxy, you know what I'm saying? She probably was a teenager, you know what I'm saying, at this point. I think she was probably like my age, so, you know, I know I was a teenager back in 96. Basically, you know, long story short, you know, they had this song that was bubbling, especially in New York, and, you know, even in Cleveland. I know it was popular. But he talked about, and then she was kicking it with Corrupt at the time, Corrupt. You know, shout out Dog Pound, West Coast, you know, Corrupt, one of my favorite rappers of all time, you know what I'm saying, especially on the West Coast. And so she was kicking with him.
But apparently, I guess one night after a show, she gave him some fellatio. But the funny part about it is how Keith Murray tells the story of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, damn, it's like you know, you just won. Like, it's just so interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he just formulates and talks about the story. So you thought it stopped at there. A lot of people shitting on him, like, oh, Keith Murray, how you going to air that out? Dirty laundry, you know what I'm saying? Putting Foxy's name out there and all that other stuff. Now, she hasn't denied it, you know what I'm saying? So obviously it's true, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. So then, just when you thought it was over, I thought that was it, he doubles down. So he didn't bang. He never had sex, but he said, you know, she gave him some head or whatever. He said it was bomb. He was like, yo. Then the interview was like, you know, how was it? He was like, yo, she can suck a quarter through a freaking, what do you call that? I don't want to say phone booth, but, you know, the parking meter. Yeah, a quarter from a parking meter. You know what I'm saying? So he said that. So then, so that was trending on Twitter. Then he comes back and doubles down. He's like, yo, another one. And this looks like it was a whole other interview. Like, I guess he's going on a whole tour of these interviews, and then he's like, yo, another story. He was like, Shauna. Shauna, everybody like, Shauna. He was like, yo, the Shauna, this was down with Ludacris. You know what I'm saying? It was in the, what was it, Disturbing the Peace. And then he goes into that, and, you know, everybody, Shauna always was nice. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, she was always like, wow, you know what I'm saying? She is kind of nice on the low. Now, once again, he didn't hit it, but, and she didn't give him fellatio, but he performed fellatio on her. And he's just mad, like, animated, you know, telling this story. So then, all right, you're like, all right, Foxy, Shauna. So then they're like, all right, this must be it. Then he comes back with another story. He's like, yo, let me tell you about the time me and Superhead. And he got head from Superhead, and he was just going into it. So long story short, you know, Keith Murray's got story for days. Definitely one of my, you know, I've always kind of been intrigued by Keith Murray. He never lived up to his rap standards, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he always had a certain skill set, you know what I'm saying? I always checked for him, but he just never had the right producer or whatever to really put it all together. But he was definitely a personality, especially back in the, you know, 90s, early 2000s, you know, he was ringing. And then he talked about, you know, the night that Biggie died and how he was in with Biggie in L.A. and telling him, like, yo, Big, you know, they don't like you out here. I know you got some tour dates that you could do in Europe. Go. Get out of here, man. Like, this ain't good for you out here. And, of course, we all know what happens. Then I didn't get a chance to, but I'm going to listen to the other one. But him and Tupac, he was like, yo, the man Tupac almost got into it one time, one night. So he just got story for days. And if he's this animated right now, sober telling these stories, I can imagine him being on Drink Champs, and I already see Nori is like, yo, line that up, you know, because I think Drink Champs is on a little hiatus right now. I guess they, you know, is going to bring their new 2023 season premiere very soon. And Keith Murray supposedly is, you know, going to be on the show. So that's just going to be crazy. So I can already imagine if he doing this sober, you already know how Drink Champs get down. That's the true serum. You know what I'm saying? They get some drinks in Keith Murray. Oh, my goodness. I can just already imagine, man. I can't wait for that interview. So, you know, that's another thing. So I'm going to, you know, dive a little bit more in that topic on Reasonable Doubt. Real quick, sports report. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know, even if you're not a fan, you know, everybody was really, you know, sending up prayers for DeMar Hamlin. And apparently these prayers have been answered. I came very close to being very tragic on the football field, you know, for the people who are out there who maybe didn't know what happened. I remember I was watching this game Monday. This was January 2nd. So, once again, this is eerie shit, man, right around Gangsta Boo just died the day before. And now, you know, I'm watching this watching this Monday Night Football game is the Buffalo Bills in Cincinnati, and I'm just turning to it. And, you know, I was going back and forth because I was like, I don't know if we'll watch this whole game, but I was kind of like channel surfing a little bit. And, you know, I see the play. So apparently the play that everybody's talking about, DeMar Hamlin, the guy that everybody's talking about, the guy's 24 years old. So it was like a kick return play or whatever. So, you know, he was on the defensive part. So he basically tackles this guy, gets up, and then he just fell out. But the way he fell out, he fell backwards, and he just felt like his body was just lifeless. And apparently, you know, he, you know, was under cardiac arrest, you know, so basically had a heart attack right on the field. And it just got real because, you know, that's never happened, like not a heart attack or cardiac arrest. You know, of course, you know, broken bones, everybody know what they sign up when they play football professionally or even collegiately or even in high school or even, you know, peewee football. You know, it's a contact sport, so you know injuries come with it. But it's never been nothing that was life-threatening right there on the field until this day. You know what I'm saying? So apparently, you know, CPR was performed, and, you know, it wasn't no quick thing where they could just come out. You know, they kept going to commercial break, coming back, and then you just saw that it was getting serious because you saw both teams on the sidelines, and you see the emotions of the players, you know, just really pulling for this guy. And, you know, and thank God, you know, he survived. You know, they was able to get the ambulance and get him out of there and get him help, you know. So, you know, big shout-out to the first responders, because they really saved this young man's life. And for the first time, and I've been watching football for a very long time, this is the first time I've ever seen them actually just cancel a game and send everybody home. It has happened in the first quarter. That has never happened before. So that's how you know how serious it was. So it was just interesting watching all the highlights today because, you know, today is Sunday. You know, of course, you're going to hear the show whenever you hear it. But, you know, if you're not listening to it live, this was we always tape the show live on Sunday nights, you know, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, everything's just being aligned for the playoffs. So we had the final week of the season. But it was just very cool to see the whole league, you know, really showing support for this young man and, you know, and for him to pull through. So, you know, apparently everything is kind of on the up and up. He's still in the hospital. So, you know, he's not fully out of the gate yet, but it looks good. Like, he's responsive, he's up, you know. It showed a clip of him, you know, I guess FaceTiming the team, the Buffalo Bills, and then the Buffalo Bills went on and won the game against New England. They played the Patriots kind of like in his honor and, you know, eliminated the Patriots from playoff contention. So, you know, Buffalo's going to really be a tough out, you know, going into the playoffs, you know, especially they're really going to, you know, I'm sure they just dedicate this season to him. So, you know, prayers up and, you know, it's just good to see no matter, you know, this world, this country, you know, so many differences and stuff like that. But it was good to see humanity kind of just come together and really just like, you know, pull up for this player and for him to, you know, make it through. So, you know, so shout out to that. And, yeah, so that's a good thing. Now, moving on, man. So real quick, I only got about 3 minutes left. So I'm going to get into a couple quick stories with sports. So now, you know, so the Miami Dolphins, they were able to make this last playoff, the last, you know, they were able to make this last playoff seed in the AFC. Now, Tua, you know what I'm saying? I've talked about Tua a few times on the show during this season, but Tua just had a concussion again, you know, and he's had about 3 concussions in this football season, which has been 4 months, really. It's not even been a whole year. So he's had 3 concussions in the last 4 months, which is serious. That's something you don't want to play around with because, you know, you can get that, what do they call it, CTE or whatever, or, you know, things after you, you know, happen to you after you've, you know, stopped playing football. You know, I know Junior Seau, you know, rest in peace to him because he actually took his life because of these symptoms that he had after he retired. You know, Junior Seau was a big-time defensive player for the San Diego Chargers back in the day. So anyway, it's very real. I know Steve Young, you know, one of the greats, you know, he had like a few concussions in his last year. Probably could have, you know, played a few more years, but, you know, his career was ended because he was having too many concussions back-to-back. Troy Aikman was another one. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Tua come back and play in this playoff game. You know what I'm saying? Because they need him. But I don't know if he should play. I don't know if they should let him play. I don't know. It is football, you know, so you do have the concussion protocol. So if he passes the concussion protocol, it's probably up to him. It's his right if he wants to play. But, you know, and You know, they might let him. I don't know. But that's going to be something to kind of just watch out for, you know, as this we go into the playoffs next week. And then also, too, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it's going to be very interesting because Tom Brady, you know, once again, you know, he won his division. They were 8-9, so they didn't have the best season. I mean, they below 500, but the division sucks so much. But, you know, Tom Brady will be in the playoffs this year. They're actually going to be hosting a playoff game. I forgot who they play first round because we're going to know all the seedings because we still got to see if Green Bay, they're playing right now as we speak against Detroit. I think Green Bay should win, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because if they lose, the Seattle Seahawks win for the final playoff spot in the NFC. But if Green Bay wins, Brett Favre and Green Bay Packers go to San Francisco in the first round. But not to get ahead of ourselves, but I'm kind of intrigued by this story. Tom Brady, you know, once it's over, will probably be going to the L.A. Raiders. I'm not the L.A., like it was Bo Jackson and it was freaking NWA with my Raiders starter jacket back in the day. No, not the L.A. Raiders. I meant to say the Las Vegas Raiders. Next season, you know, I can see that totally happen. They got a great team already. They're already pushing Derek Carr out of the back door. You know what I'm saying? They're going to either try to trade him or cut him. He was a starting QB this year. Tom Brady did not get divorced to retire. So once this season, however it ends up with Tampa Bay this year, you know what I'm saying, next NFL season will be very intriguing. But I definitely see Tom Brady going to Vegas. It just makes total sense. You know, they really want to put that franchise, that team, that market. What's up?
Thank you. Past time.
Oh, yeah. So let me end this, man. Like I said, I just got in my bag this episode, man, because like I said, we took last week off. So I don't want to get cut off. So, yeah, as Smooth just brought to my attention, let me just wrap this up. So, once again, this has been another edition of Real Talk with Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. Follow us both on Twitter. Let's see here. You know, if you want to put a face with the voice, definitely check me out on IG, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. Once again, big shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to Black, of course. Me for the world famous chop up and this topic that we had this week. And till next week, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off. Everybody have a good night.